Ah, yes, the strains of the Champions League anthem. It was created by the English musician Tony Britton for the inaugural competition in 1992. 25 years on, it graces stadiums around Europe before the start of matches. Tuesday and Wednesday witnessed the third round of games in the group stages of this season's tournament. As always, there was a plenitude of subplots around the fixtures. For example, could Jupp Heynckes bring his Midas touch back to Bayern Munich in the competition? Had Antonio Conte lost his at Chelsea? Is Pep Guardiola back on track at Manchester City? And is Neymar really worth 222 million euros?
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Neymar's transfer from Barcelona to Paris Saint-Germain was the saga of the summer in 2017. Will he or won't he? It went on and on and on. The Brazilian eventually left the camp now and struts his stuff at the Parc des Princes and various other grounds around France. The future of Tottenham Hotspur's Harry Kane could be the talking point of the summer of 2018. The 24-year-old's in hot form at the moment, having scored 15 goals for club and country in 11 games. In the run-up to their Group H game against Tottenham, Real Madrid were reported to be casting a covetous eye over the striker. Real boss Zinedine Zidane praised the England international.
I don't know about his future, but what I can speak to you about is the present. Kane is an essential player for Tottenham. He's good at everything that he does. He always plays towards the goal. He's not static, he always builds speed and looks for the space, and that is good. He's a complete player. He doesn't look like it, but in the end he is.
Tottenham went ahead at the Santiago Bernabeu when Rafael Varane put through his own net. Cristiano Ronaldo levelled just before half-time, and in the second half, both sides had chances to score a second. Hugo Lloris saved a header from Karim Benzema, and Keylor Navas foiled Kane. Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino was happy with Lloris and his side's battling qualities.
I told you a lot of time that Hugo Lloris is one of the best goalkeepers on the world. And I think the performance was fantastic. It was brilliant, the effort, the belief. And I think it's important to congratulate our player.
By contrast, Zidane was slightly more phlegmatic about the stalemate.
Well, with the result, we cannot be happy because we always want to win at home and we had the chances to win the game, especially in the first half. There were two very good goalkeepers, Keylor Navas for us and Lloris on the other side. And sometimes you just have to accept that there is a goalkeeper who will stop the goals coming in.
Pochettino sprang a few surprises for the match. He started with Fernando Llorente and Harry Kane up front, and he put the defender Danny Rose into midfield. The Londoners more than held their own, much to Pochettino's delight.
I knew that you will be surprised about the starting 11, and I start to find how we can play, no? Well, I think it's important to work, to try to find different options to play, to try to surprise our opponent, to be flexible, to have different way to play. You know very well that we can play with three on the back, with four on the back, can play with one striker, two striker, with three midfielder or two midfielder. I think we are so flexible in our way.
It was one of the biggest stages in world football to parade such tactical shifts, but it underlined the confidence Pochettino has in his players. No wonder there's been talk of a long-term contract in North London for the Argentine. Ultimately, both Kane and Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos felt a draw was a fair result.
Yeah, we feel good. We feel positive, you know. It was a tough game, of course, Real Madrid at home. It's always a difficult game, and we come, we play well. We have a couple of chances, they have a lot of chances, but all in all, I think a draw was a fair result.
Yeah, of course, I think it was clear that it's going to be a tough game, but I think we showed a good performance. I think so. I'm happy with our performance. Not 100% with the result, it's clear, but our performance was good. Of course, Tottenham also had their opportunities, so maybe the result is okay at the end. But I had the feeling that we controlled the game in most of the parts, and that's important for me.
Spurs and Madrid have 7 points from 3 games, and either side could clinch a spot in the last 16 with a win in the return match in London on November the 1st. Guardiola's Manchester City are looking good for a berth in the knockout stages. City have 9 points from their 3 games after getting past the Serie A leaders Napoli 2-1 at the Etihad Stadium on Tuesday night. After the match, Guardiola was, well, to put it simply, pepped up.
Napoli is an exceptional team. We made a good first half, 30, 35 minutes. We scored the 2 goals. We started really, really good. We could make the third and the fourth. And after that, when you are a bit tired and you are not able to finish our little counterattacks, and that produced a little bit of counterattack, and we arrive late for our pressing, and they have the big ability to make short passes, to find inside, outside. It's one of the best teams I ever face, like a professional, like a football player and trainer. So that's why I'm so proud what we have done. But you cannot beat Napoli. It's impossible. It's impossible to beat them if you don't make a good performance. And we did it. That's why I'm so happy.
Well, if Guardiola was happy, the Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp was upbeat too. His players went to Slovenia and thrashed Maribor 7-0. It was Liverpool's biggest scoreline in a European competition.
We spoke a few times about it, that sometimes the wonderful history of this club could feel like a little backpack, and it's nice to write first time, to write history. It probably will be difficult to beat that. It's quite rare that you win 7-0. So, but it shows again that it's that we did unbelievable well.
Klopp's men are top of Group E with 5 points, ahead of Spartak Moscow on goal difference. Lots of work still to do for Liverpool in that group before their fans can even start thinking about the team walking out at the Olympic Stadium in Kiev for the 2018 final. Chelsea won the Champions League in 2012, famously beating Bayern Munich on penalties at the Allianz Arena in Munich. Roberto Di Matteo orchestrated Chelsea's triumph back then, and 5 years on, the Blues have another Italian in charge. Antonio Conte led Chelsea to the Premier League title last season, and they're top of Group C with 7 points, following a pulsating 3-3 draw at Stamford Bridge with Roma. Roma are second, but Atletico Madrid have some problems. They reached the final in 2014 and 2016, but this year they have only 2 points after 3 games. Diego Simeone's men have a lot to do to reach the knockout stages.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Paris Saint-Germain are on course for that phase of the tournament. They have 9 points from 3 games in Group B. PSG's attacking troika of Neymar, Kylian Mbappe and Edinson Cavani cost around €400 million, and all three were on the score sheet in the 4-0 destruction of Anderlecht. Barcelona in Group D and Manchester United in Group A also have perfect records in the competition. The United boss Jose Mourinho won the Champions League with Porto 13 years ago, and he steered Inter Milan to the trophy in 2010. After the victory against Benfica on Wednesday night, Mourinho said he was pleased with his team's position after 3 games.
We have 9 points. We won the match, didn't concede goals. The game was calm, the team was compact, control, and almost there. I think 1 point to qualify, 1 victory, maybe to finish first. So all good.
The next round of games takes place on October the 31st and November the 1st. And from those ties, the first names will go into the hat for the draw for the last 16. Some sides already seem bound for the knockout stages. And there's one thing we can be sure about. There'll be some cracking matches ahead. Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.